I'm here with Working Nations Jane Oates talking about navigating the changing American workforce. I want to go back to a question about a person who reached us on Facebook, Christy Jenkins, who wrote, I know a graduating college kid who's considering going on for a higher degree because they don't think there will be any jobs. What do you think about that? Just avoid this whole scene and stay in school if you can afford it.
Well, that was what I was going to say, Michelle. It's all about not putting yourself in more debt. We all have heard so many gruesome stories about kids who incur debt as an undergraduate and then later as a graduate. I really think it's worth getting out and getting your feet wet, working for a while, and really figuring out what you want to get that advanced degree in. You know, what's the field you really want to study? I think the undergraduate experience gives you a wonderful broad array. But when you go to graduate school, they really hone in on some specifics, and you should be ready for that. And I don't think anything prepares you for that like being in a workplace.
All right, let's go to the other end of the career path. Joanna Ryan on Twitter asks, what steps can you recommend for somebody who is 64 and losing every dime saved over the past 20 years and likely to lose the job as well? And, you know, the first thing I just want to say, Joanna, is I'm so sorry. And you are probably not alone in this. So, Jane, thoughts about that?
Oh, Joanne, it's just heartbreaking, right? People who have really played by the rules their whole lives, and now they're caught up in this. But they shouldn't despair. I mean, more and more employers are seeing the value of older workers. They know you know how to operate. You know, they usually know you know how to work in a team. You know how to get there on time. You have all those skills that people call soft skills or employability skills. So I wouldn't give up. I mean, I do think it's harder to sell yourself. And I would go back to one of the things we said to an earlier caller, really hone up your digital skills. You know, really make sure that you present yourself as a 64-year-old digitally proficient worker.
So we also got this question about leaving the job market during this pandemic. This is Suzanne in Meadville, Pennsylvania.
I have worked as an elementary school art teacher for the last 30 years and will retire this summer. I have loved my work and my students, and I'm upset that I can't spend these last few months in the classroom with them. Do you have any advice on how to handle this?
Oh, Suzanne. I have to do a self-confession here. Before I was a policy person, I taught for 15 years in the Philadelphia public schools. And, you know, I think you earn your retirement and you should go when you're ready. But boy, I hope that, Suzanne, you're able to go back and really have some closure with your students, really say goodbye not only to this year's students, but the hundreds of students as an art teacher that you taught every year for 30 years. I think you should, you know, have a conversation with your school about having an opportunity through the PTA or just through the teacher's organization to really have a time for them to celebrate you.
I would celebrate her. Okay, Jamie, yeah. let's squeeze in one more if we can. This is from Ethan in San Francisco, as quickly as you can.
With most workers working at home now, how will the job industry change after the pandemic?
Jane, what do you think? Do you see this shifting to something long term?
Yeah, I think there's going to be lots more remote work. There's been lots of people who have put numbers out there. You know, there's probably 10% of workers today do some of their work remotely. Some people have said it could go up to 50% doing some of their work remotely. So I think remote work is here to stay. And I also think technology is here to stay. Zoom meetings are not going anywhere.
Jane Oates is a former Obama administration assistant labor secretary for employment and training. Jane Oates, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle.
This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.